Chapter 34. Madhurya Ras, Different Categories of Sakis. The next day, Vijay Kumar honored Prasad somewhat earlier than usual, and then set out along the seashore towards Kashi Mishra Bhavan. When he saw the ocean waves, the sentiments of the ocean of Ras began to surge within his heart. Overwhelmed with Bhav, he thought to himself, "Aha, the ocean is inspiring Bhav to swell within me. Although it is a material substance, it is evoking my deeply concealed transcendental sentiments. It is just like the ocean of Ras that my Prabhu has described to me. When I leave my gross and subtle bodies far behind, I find myself sitting upon the shore of the ocean of Rasa, relishing Ras in my Manjari Swarup. Krishna, who is imbued with the luster of a fresh monsoon rain cloud, is the exclusive lord of my life's breath. Srimati Radhika, the daughter of Brishabhanu Maharaj, who keeps her gorgeous presence at Krishna's side, is the be-all and end-all of my very existence. This ocean is the transformation of Radha and Krishna's intimate love, pranaya. The rows of waves are all the different types of bhav that combine to comprise rasa itself. I am a sakhi on the shore, and the manifold waves rising up in this ocean are bhavs that drown me in prem ras. Krishna is the ocean of ras, and that is why the color of the ocean is exactly like his. The waves of love in that ocean are Srimati Radhaji, and that is why the ocean waves are white. The high towering waves are the sakis, and the small waves are their maidservants, Paricharika. Among them, I am a follower of a Paricharika, like a particle of spray on a distant shore." Vijay Kumar derived great delight from these beautiful meditations. After a short while, his external consciousness returned, and continuing slowly on his way, he gradually arrived at the residence of Sri Guru Goswami. He offered his sastang pranam and sat down near his Gurudev, feeling very insignificant. Sri Guru Goswami then inquired with affectionate concern, "Vijay, is everything all right?" Vijay: "Prabhu, your mercy alone is the very root of auspiciousness for me. I want to thoroughly understand the different categories of sakhi so that I may become their follower." Goswami: "Vijay, it is beyond the capability of any jiva to describe the glories of the sakis. But still, I have realized it practically because I have been under the anugatya, guidance, of Sri Rupa. The beautiful sakis of Braj cause the complete and perfect unfolding of Prem Leela. They are the storehouse of trust in Braj Yugal, the divine couple of Braj. Only one who is very fortunate has the desire to know clearly about the elaborate considerations concerning the sakis. The divisions I have already mentioned, namely Adhika, Samar, and Lagu, and Prakara, Madhya, and Mridvi, also exist among the sakis who are affiliated with a ute. I described all these divisions to you yesterday. In this connection, it is always befitting to remember the authoritative statements of Sri Rupa Goswami. Prem sambhogya sada gunyadi adhika yada ki saki samatat samyato gneya lalugatva tata lagu. Translation: some of the sakis are called adhika, greater, due to the abundance of their transcendental qualities and their great fortune in the matter of prem. Some sakis are celebrated by the name Samar, because they are equal in qualities, while others who are less endowed with those qualities are called Lagu. Dulakya vakya prakara prakyata gauravochita tat unatve bhaven mridvi Madhya Tat Samyam Agata. A Sakhi whose words are not easily transgressed, Dulangiya, is renowned as a Prakara, and she has imposing gravity. A Sakhi who lacks gravity is called Mridvi, and one who has an average amount of gravity is called Madhya. Atyanti kadika tvadi beda purvavad atrasa swayuteyuta nataiva syat atratyanti kantika svakvalpi prakara yute kvapi madhya mridu kvachit. Ujvala Nilamani, Sakhi Prakarana, 3-5. Translation. One should also understand divisions such as Atyantika, Adhika, among those Sakhis. The Yuteshwari is Atyantika Adhika, in her own group, although she may also be known as Prakara or Mridu in some other Utes. End of translation. Vijay. The Atyantika Adhika Yuteshwaris are the most prominent Sakhis in their own groups. They are of three types according to their respective natures: Atyantika Adhika Prakara, Atyantika Adhika Madhya, and Atyantika Adhika Mridvi. You have already described them. Now, by your causeless grace, please explain this subject elaborately. Goswami. Only the Yuteshwaris are called Atyantika Adhika, unlimitedly great. The other group members are classified as Apekshika Adhika, relatively great, Apekshika Sama, relatively equal, and Apekshika Lagu, relatively unimportant. And there are also three kinds in each of these groups, so there are nine types altogether. 1. Apekshika Adhika Prakara. 2. Apekshika Adhika Madhya. 3. Apekshika Adhika Mridvi. 4. Apekshika Sama Prakara. 5. Apekshika Sama Madhya. 6. Apekshika Sama Mridvi. 7. Apekshika Lagu Prakara. 8. Apekshika Lagu Madhya. And 9. Apekshika Lagu Mridvi. There are also two types of Atyantika Lagu, Atyantika Lagu and Sama Lagu, which, added to the other nine, makes 11. So when we include the Yuteshwari, there are 12 types of Nayikas in every Ute. Vijay. Prabhu, please be so merciful as to tell me about the groups of the most famous Sakhis. Goswami. The Sakhis, headed by Lalita in Sri Radha's Ute, are in the category of Apekshika Adhika Prakara. The Sakhis, headed by Vishakha in the same group, are in the Apekshika Adhika Madhya. And Sakhis, such as Chitra and Madhurya, are Apekshika Adhika Mridvi. In comparison with Srimati Radhika, the Asta Sakhis, headed by Sri Lalita, are Apekshika Lagu, relatively unimportant. Vijay. How many types of Apekshika Lagu Prakara Sakhis are there? Goswami. There are two sorts of Lagu Prakara Sakhi: left wing, Vamya, and right wing, Dakshina. Vijay. What are the symptoms of Vamya? Goswami. They are always eager to accept honor, and they become angry when there is any laxity in offering them respect, and they are not at all easily controlled by their Nayak. Such Nayikas are called Vamya. In Radhika's Ute, Sakhis such as Lalita are called Vamya Prakara. Vijay. Please describe the symptoms of Dakshina. Goswami. The Nayika who does not have Maan, who is frank and expresses herself openly, and who becomes submissive to the sweet words of the Nayak, is called Dakshina. In Srimati Radhika's Ute, Sakhis such as Tungavidya are called Dakshin Prakara. Vijay. Who are Atyantika Lagu? Goswami. Sakis such as Kusumika can be called Atyantika Lagus, because they are gentle in all respects, and they are insignificant in comparison to the other Sakis. Vijay, what are the Sakis' activities when they act as messengers, duties? Goswami, when the Sakis act as duties, it is their duty to arrange a meeting, Abhisara, in order to unite the Nayak and Nayika, who are staying at a distance from each other. Vijay, can the Sakis' girlfriends be Nayikas? Goswami, the Yukteswaris are eternally Nayikas. The Apeksha Adhika Prakara, Apeksha Adhika Madhya, and the Apekshika Adhika Mridvi Sakis have the intrinsic natures of both Nayik and Saki. They are Nayikas in relation to those who are Lagu in comparison. The Sakis in relation to those who are Adhika in comparison. So they can be called almost heroines, Nayika Praya. Apeksika Sama Prakara, Madhya and Mridvi are known as Dvisama. That is, they are Sakis to those who are Adhika, and Nayika to those who are Lagu. Those who are in the category of Apekshika Lagu, Prakara, Madhya and Mridvi are mainly Sakis. Aktyantika Lagu Gopis are Yukteswaris, and according to the calculation of the three types of Sakis that I mentioned before, they are in the fifth category. They are Nitya Sakis. In relation to the Yukteswari, Apekshika Sakis are Sakis and duties, not Nayikas. For the Atyantika Lagu, Nitya Saki, all are Nayikas, not duties. Vijay, who are duties among the Sakis? Goswami, Yukteswaris are eternally Nayikas. They do not act primarily as duties, because they are the object of respect of all the others. The Yukteswari engages the Saki, who is dearest to her, in her group as a duty. Sometimes the Yukteswari also performs the activity of a duty in a secondary capacity for her Saki, because of that Saki's intimate love, pranaya, for her. All the activities of a duty, except for coming and going to distant places, are secondary. They are divided into activities performed right before Krishna's eyes, and activities performed in his absence. Vijay, how many types of messages are sent in Krishna's presence? Goswami, these messages are of two kinds, messages in the form of hints or signals, sanketa, and verbal messages, vachika. Vijay, what are Sanketika? Goswami, sending a Saki to Krishna by a sidelong glance, a wink, a movement of the eyebrows or other gestures is called Sanketika, communication in the form of a hint or signal. Vijay, what type of message is called Vachika? Goswami, Vachika messages are those that are communicated by the Sakis conversing amongst themselves in front of Krishna or behind him. Vijay, what are the messages carried in Krishna's absence? Paroksha. Goswami, paroksha means that one Saki is offered or sent to Krishna by another. Vijay, what are the communications that the Nayik Praya perform? Goswami, when three types of Sakis, Apekshika Adhika Prakara, Madhya and Mridvi perform the activities of a duty for Sakis who are Lagu in comparison with themselves, those communications are called the activities of Nayika Praya. Among these, the Sama and Madhya Sakis have an especially sweet and intimate companionship in which they feel no mutual differences. Only specialists in Prem can understand this. Vijay, what do the Saki Praya do when they carry messages? Goswami, Lagu Prakara, Lagu Madhya, and Lagu Mridvi mainly perform the activities of duties. Therefore, their communication of messages is called the activity of Sakhi Praya. Vijay. Then what is a Nitya Sakhi? Goswami. Nitya Sakhis are those who only want to be Sakhis and not Nayikas. There are two types of Nitya Sakhis: Atyantika Lagu, least significant, and Apekshika Lagu, relatively unimportant. Vijay. If a Sakhi has a particular Svabhav, such as Prakara, is that her permanent mode of behavior? Goswami. It may be a Sakhi's natural disposition, but she may also exhibit other types of behavior according to time and circumstance. Lalita's diligent efforts to break Radhika's man are an example of this. Vijay. It seems that the Sakhis always meet with Krishna through Srimati Radhika's careful arrangement. Goswami. There is an esoteric mystery in this. When a Sakhi meets with Krishna in a solitary place while she is acting as a duty, even if Krishna fervently requests her to enjoy with him, she will not agree to his proposition. If she were to agree, then her Priya Sakhi's confidence in her as a duty would be lost. Vijay. What are the activities of the Sakhis? Goswami. The Sakhis perform 16 types of activities. 1. Describing the virtues of the Nayika to the Nayak and vice versa. 2. Increasing their mutual attachment. 3. Arranging their rendezvous. 4. Bringing one's Sakhi and offering her to Krishna. 5. Making jokes. 6. Giving consolation. 7. Dressing and decorating. 8. Expertly expressing the heartfelt sentiments of the Nayak before the Nayika and vice versa. 9. Expertly hiding their faults and blunders. 10. Giving instructions on how to cheat the husband or other relatives. 11. Arranging for the Nayak and Nayika to meet at the appropriate time. 12. Rendering the service of fanning with a chamara. 13. Reproaching and disregarding the Nayak and Nayika under special circumstances. 14. Sending messages. 15. Protecting the pran of the Nayika. And 16. Exercising extreme care and diligence in all matters. There are astounding examples of all these activities. Vijay. Prabhu, I have understood the idea and I will look at the examples in Sri Ujjvala Nilamani. Now I have understood a great deal and I want to know about the resolute prema that the Sakhis have for Krishna and for each other. Goswami, there are two kinds of Swapaksh Sakhis, those whose affection for Krishna is the same as their affection for their Yuteshwari, Asama Sneha, and those whose affection for Krishna and their Yuteshwari are not equal, or Asama Sneha. Vijay, who are the Sakhis who have Asama Sneha? Goswami, there are two types of Asama Sneha Sakhis. Some have more affection for the Yuteshwaris than for Krishna, while other Sakhis think, I am the maidservant of Hari. They do not mix with other groups, and they have complete affection for the Yuteshwari, but they have still more affection for Krishna. Alternatively, those Sakhis who think, I am the maidservant of my Sakhi, and who have more affection for their Sakhi than for Krishna, are called Sakhi Sneha Adhika. Vijay, who are they? Goswami, among five types of Sakhis, those who have more affection for Krishna, Krishna Sneha Adhika, are simply called Sakhi. The Pran Sakhis and Nitya Sakhis are both Sakhi Sneha Adhika, for they have more affection for their Sakhi. Vijay, who are the Sama Sneha Sakhis? Goswami, those who have equal affection for both Krishna and their Yuteshwari Asama Sneha. Vijay, who are the best among all the Sakis? Goswami, the best of all those who consider themselves Sri Radha's nearest and dearest, Nijajana, although they love both Srimati Radhika and Krishna equally, they are called Priya Sakis and Parama Preshta Sakis. Vijay, Prabhu, please explain the divisions between Swapaksh and Pratipaksh. Goswami, all the Brajasundaris are divided into four categories, Swapaksh, Suritpaksh, Tatashta, and Pratipaksha. The Suritpaksha and Tatashta are incidental. It is the distinction between the Swapaksh and the Pratipaksh that gives rise to rasa. Vijay, please describe the Swapaksh and Pratipaksh in detail. Goswami, I have already explained almost everything in relation to Swapaksh. Now I will explain the different groups, such as Suritpaksh. The Suritpaksh are divided into two categories, namely Ishta Sadika and Anishta Sadika, those who accomplish the desirable and undesirable, respectively. Those who are friendly towards a rival party are called Tatashta. Vijay, now please tell me about Vipaksh. Goswami, the Vipaksha, rival party, are those who are inimical and who perform antagonistic activities, such as destroying what is desirable and promoting what is undesirable. These Vipaksha Sakis exhibit a host of moods, including trickery, spite, restlessness, jealousy, hostility, grief, and pride. Vijay, how do they manifest pride? Goswami, pride is expressed in six ways: egotism, ahankara, abhiman, ostentatiousness, darpa, smugness, udasita, arrogance, mada, conceit, and udata, haughtiness. Vijay, what does ahankara, egotism, mean in this context? Goswami, ahankara involves criticizing another group, paksha, while glorifying the virtues of one's own group. Vijay, what is the purport of abhiman here? Goswami, using expressive moods and postures to show the superiority of one's own party's prem is called abhiman, ostentatiousness. Vijay, what is darpa? Goswami, darpa, smugness, is the pride that indicates the superiority of one's enjoyment of pastimes. Vijay, what is udasita, arrogance? Goswami, udasita is directly laughing at the rival party. Vijay, what is mada? Goswami, in this context, mada, conceit, is the pride that enhances the excellence of seva, and so on. Vijay, what is odatya? Goswami, odatya, haughtiness, is openly declaring one's own superiority. The Sakis, double-edged taunting and depreciation of others, are examples of this kind of garva. Vijay, do the Yukteswaris also directly exhibit jealousy? Goswami, no, the Yukteswaris are very grave, and they do not directly manifest spite towards the rival party. Besides, even a Saki who is Prakara will not speak about trivial things in the presence of Vipaksha Yukteswaris. Vijay, Prabhu, the Yukteswaris in Brajlila are eternally perfect Sakis of Bhagavan. What is the significance of the existence of bhavs such as their mutual enmity when the worldly logicians and empiricists who are averse to Krishna see all this? They disrespect the transcendental principle of Brajlila and ridicule it. They say that if there is malice and so on in the Paramatattva, then why condemn enmity in the activities of this material world? What is the point of celebrating such activities? We reside in Sridham Navadvip, where, by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev's will, one can find all kinds of materialistic people. Some are staunch followers of Karmakand, and most of them are offenders who find faults in Krishna's pastimes. They disregard this unique transcendental leela, thinking that it is a product of Maya. Kindly be merciful to me and clarify this subject so that my heart can be steadfast in the face of such remarks. Goswami. Only those who are completely bereft of rasa say that it is improper for the dear bhaktas of Hari to express sentiments such as hostility. If we reflect deeply on this matter, we find that Krishna destroys sins and also enchants millions of Kamadevs. His Priyanam Sakha, Sringara Ras himself, reigns splendidly, fully manifest in Braj. It is this rasa alone who, in order to satisfy Krishna, incites jealousy and all its related sentiments among the rival group's egotism. However, in reality, there is no jealousy between them. Their apparently inimical moods are nothing but a transformation of affection. Vijay. Prabhu, I am an insignificant creature, and such esoteric subjects do not arise within my heart easily. Please bestow your grace upon me by explaining this matter so explicitly that I may easily understand it and become blessed. Goswami. Prema Ras is like the ocean of milk, which becomes unpalatable when it is mixed with the cow urine of logic and arguments. It is not appropriate to apply philosophical considerations of tattva in the context of Prema Ras. On the other hand, Bhakti Devi bestows the illumination of Chit and Hladini in the hearts of the sadhaks who have accumulated a vast amount of Sukriti, so that they realize the essence of all Siddhanta without the assistance of any logic at all. On the other hand, these inconceivable conclusions do not awaken at all in the hearts of those who want to comprehend Siddhanta through mundane logic, argument, and worldly scholarship. The application of false and misguided logic, kutarka, gives rise to more kutarka. However, you are an extremely fortunate jiva. By Bhakti Devi's mercy, you have already understood everything, but you are still inquiring from me for the sake of fortifying your understanding of Siddhanta. I will certainly inform you of these principles. You are not a logician or a follower of Karmakand or Gyankand, and neither are you excessively devoted to Vaidhi Bhakti or self-restraint through rules and regulations. There is no objection to my telling you about any Siddhanta. There are two types of inquisitive people. One makes inquiries after having taken shelter of dry logic, whereas the other, who has confidence in the existence of bhakti, can be satisfied by its swata siddha, self-evident ideals. You should never reply to the questions of dry logicians, because they will never have faith in genuine explanations of the truth. Their power of reason is confined to the realm of Maya, so they are lame in relation to the Achintya Bhavs. Their intelligence cannot even begin to enter the Achintya subject matter, no matter how strenuously they agitate their minds. Ultimately, mental speculation only diminishes whatever feeble trace of conviction one has in Ishvara. Those who accept the party of Bhakti Paksha, the devotional viewpoint, are divided into many types according to their eligibility. Even amongst those who have attained a Sadguru, only those who have achieved the Adhikar for Sringara Ras can understand this confidential tattva. Vijay, what an unprecedented rasa this Braj Leela is! It appears to be the same principle as the mundane Sringara Ras of this world, but actually it is completely the opposite. It has been stated in the Rasa Panchadiya, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.33.40, that the heart disease of those who study this lila is vanquished. What is the heart disease of the conditioned soul? Material lust. This lust naturally arises in those who identify themselves with a male or female body, composed of seven dhatus, such as flesh and blood, and who take shelter of the subtle body by accepting an identity consisting of desires pertaining to the mind, intelligence, and false ego. Nothing has the power to remove this lust easily. It can only be dispelled by the continuous cultivation of endeavors and moods in pursuit of Brajlila. In this Siddhanta, you will see the miraculous feature of the Sringara Ras of Vrindavan Lila. You will also realize that, although Nirvishesh Brahm is characterized by self-satisfaction, Atmarama, this uppercut Sringara Ras considers it quite insignificant and throws it very far away, reigning splendidly for all time. Moreover, this Sringara Ras externally exists with a brilliance that fully and perfectly diminishes the value of the opulence of the transcendental Vaikuntha world in the spiritual sky. The glories of Sringara Ras are unsurpassed. There is Sandranandan, highly condensed bliss in this ras, but there is no dry pleasure, Shukshananda, no happiness derived from inert material, Jadananda, and not even limited happiness, Sankuchitanandana. It is the embodiment of complete Anand, and in order to achieve the completion of rasa in this Purnananda, in many instances the unlimited varieties of bhav are afflicted with mutually opposite bhavs. In some circumstances, these opposing bhavs are affectionate, and in other circumstances, they consist of emotions such as enmity. However, the bhavs of the uppercut ras are not base and full of defects like mundane emotions such as enmity. They are simply varieties of the fascinating transformations of Paramananda. They surge up like waves which excite the ocean of rasa. Sri Rupa Goswami's conclusion is that bhav is possessed of wonderful variegatedness. The various bhavs that are completely compatible with each other are in relation to swapaksh. Bhavs that are mostly compatible and only slightly compatible are in relationship to suritpaksh. When the incompatible bhavs predominate and there are very few compatible bhavs, those bhavs are called tatashta. And when all the bhavs are completely incompatible, those groups of bhavs are in relation to vipaksh. Another point is that when these bhavs are incompatible, they are not mutually pleasing, which is why they give rise to enmity and similar sentiments in this Paramananda Ras. Vijay. What is the necessity for paksha and vipaksha bhavs? Goswami. When the bhavs of two nayikas are equal, the bhav of rivalry occurs, and consequently the moods of friendship and hostility perform their activities as transformations of rasa. You should understand that this is also only to enrich the supreme sweetness of the Akhand Sringara Ras. Vijay. Are the two Shaktis, Sri Radha and Chandravali, equal from the point of view of Tattva? Goswami. No. Only Srimati Radhika, who is composed entirely of Mahabhav, is the essence of Kladini. Chandravali is her Kaya Vyuha, bodily expansion, and is unlimitedly less qualified than Srimati Radhika. Nevertheless, in Sringara Ras, Chandravali has a mood of equality with Radha, so that a rivalry emerges to nourish the Prem Ras. Again, consider this. The bhav of these two yuteshwaris cannot be completely compatible. If somehow or other it seems to be so, that is simply by coincidence. Just as the shape eaten by a bookworm out of the pages of a book might accidentally resemble a letter of the alphabet. Actually, the swapaksh and vipaksh bhavs of rasa occur naturally. Vijay, Prabhu, you have dispelled whatever small doubts I had. Your sweet instructions have entered my heart through the path of my ears, and they are destroying all my bitterness. I have fully understood Alamban, the object and the abode of rasa, in regard to the vaibhav of Madhurya Ras. Satchidananda Krishna is the one and only Nayak, and I am meditating upon his qualities, form and activities. He has the temperaments of Dhirodhata, Dhiralalit, Dhirasantaha, Dhirodhata, and he eternally performs his lila as a Nayak in the roles of Pati and Upapati. As a lover, he is Anukul, faithful, Dakshin, sincere, Shata, cheating, and Drishta, reckless and bold. He is always served by friends who arrange his meeting, Chetaka, dress him, Vita, and make jokes, Vidusaka, and by his masseurs, Pita Mardika, and by his most intimate friends, Priyanam Sakas. He is fond of playing on the Vamsi. Today Krishna has appeared in my heart as the Vishaya of Ras. At the same time, I have also understood how the beautiful young women of Braj are the Ashraya of Madhurya Ras. These gopis are Nayikas. Nayikas are divided into two types, Swakya and Parakya. In Braj, the Parakya Nayikas are the Ashraya of Sringara Ras, and they are of three types, Sadhana Para, Devi and Nitya Priya. The attractive damsels of Braj divide into groups in which they serve Krishna, and millions of lovely Braj gopis are subordinate to one of the many Yuteshwaris. Among all the Yuteshwaris, Sri Radha and Sri Chandravali are prominent. In Sri Radha's yute, there are five kinds of Sakhi, namely Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, and Paramashrestha Sakhi. Although the Paramashrestha Sakhis, who are known as Astasakhis, are qualified to be Yuteshwaris, they do not create separate yutes, because they desire to remain the followers of Sri Radha. The Sakhis under their guidance are collectively called their gun. For instance, Lalita gun, Vishaka gun, and so on. Nayikas are divided into three types, Mugda, Madhya, and Pragalbda. And of these, the Madhya and Pragalbda are each divided into three further categories, Dhira, Adhira, and Dhiradhira. These six categories, plus Mugda, make seven categories in all, which are divided into two types, Swakya and Parakya, to make 14 types in all. The category of unmarried Nayikas, Kanya, is added to these 14 to make a total of 15 categories of Nayika. These 15 types of Nayika have the 8 Avashta, conditions or situations, beginning with Abhisarika and so on, and all these categories are divided again into Uttam, Madhyam and Kanishta, to make the sum total of 15 times 8 times 3, which equals 360 type of Nayika. The distinct types of behavior, Vyavahara, of the Yuteshwaris, such as Surit, as well as their purposes, Tatparya, have awakened within my heart. I have also understood the duties of the Sakhis and the messengers, duties. Now that I have learned all these topics, I have an understanding of the Ashraya Tattva of Rasa. And by combining this with all the details of the Vishaya Tattva of Rasa, I have also understood Alamban Tattva, which is included within the subject of Vaibhav. and tomorrow I will learn about Udipan. Krishna has shown me unlimited kindness by giving me the association of a Sadguru like yourself. I am taking my nourishment by drinking the liquid nectar flowing from your lotus mouth." Sri Gopal Guru Goswami embraced Vijay and said, "My dear son, I have also become successful by attaining a disciple like you. As you make more inquiries, Sri Nityananda Prabhu is personally replying to those questions through my mouth." Tears of prem began to cascade from the eyes of both Guru and Shishya. When the Mahatmas, such as Sri Dhyanachandra, witnessed Vijay's immense fortune, they became immersed in Paramananda. Just then, some Shuddha Vaishnavas arrived outside Radhakant Mutt and began to sing some shlokas composed by Chandidas.
Sai sake kabe sunaile shyamanama. Sai sake kabe sunaile shyamanama.
O my dear Sakhi, who is that person who first made me hear the name Shyam?
Kanere bitara diya marama pashila go. Kanera bitara diya marama pashila go. Akula karila mora prana. Akula karila mora prana.
When it enters my heart through my ears, I become overwhelmed with impatience.
Najani kateke madu shyamaname achego. Najani kateke madu shyamaname achego. Vadana charite nahi pare. Vadana charite nahi pare. Sai sake keba sonaile shyamanama. Sai sake keba sonaile shyamanama.
I don't know how much sweetness fills this name. It is so sweet that my tongue will not leave it for a moment.
Japite japite nama avesha karila go. Japite japite nama avesha karila go. Kemona paibo saitare. Kemona paibo saitare.
As I go on repeating this name, I become completely absorbed. O Sakhi, how will I ever be able to meet you?
Nama paratape jara aichaina karila go. Nama paratape jara aichaina karila go. Angera parase kabahaya. Angera parashe kibahoya. Sai sake kabe sunaile shyamanama. Sai sake kabe sunaile shyamanama.
If that person's name alone has the power to put me in such a condition, I cannot even imagine what my condition would be if I were to touch his body.
Yekena vasati tara sekena takiya go. Yekena vasati tara sekena takiya go. Yuvati darama kaicheraya. Yuvati darama kaicheraya.
Wherever he stays, how can the young women maintain their religious principles?
Pasarita kari mane pasara najaya go. Pasari takari mane pashara na jayego kikari baki habe upai ya kikari baki habe upai ya sai sake kabasunaile shamanama sai sake kebasunaile shamanama.
In my heart, I want to forget him, but I cannot. Now I cannot understand what is the remedy, what to do.
Kahe dvija chandidasa kulavati kula nashe. Kahe dvija chandidasa kulavati kula nashe. Apanara yuvana jachahiya. Apanara yuvana jachahiya. Sai sake kabe sunaile shyamanama. Sai sake kabe sunaile shyamanama.
Dvija Chandidas says that Shyamananda has destroyed the dynasty of chaste ladies by showing his youthful beauty.
Kanera bitara diya marama pashilago. Kanera bitara diya marame prashilego. Akula karila mora prana. Akula karila mora prana. Sai sake kebasunaile shyamanama. Sai sake kebasunaile shyamanama.
They continue to chant this kirtan with mridanga and kartels for an hour and a half, and all became immersed in prem. When their absorption subsided somewhat, Vijay Kumar offered his respects to the Vaishnavas according to their eligibility. He then offered his sastang pranam to Sri Guru Goswami and set off for his residence in Harachandi Sahi. Thus ends the 34th chapter of Jiva Dharma, entitled Madhurya Ras, Different Categories of Sakhis.